Hey everyone, and welcome to Misadventureland. My name is Kevin.
And I'm Espo.
And today we got a crazy one today. It kind of goes all over the place. Talking about dreams, talking about celebrities, talking about all sorts of good stuff.
A lot of movie references.
A lot of one-upmanship.
And my tie.
And castration. Spoiler.
So hope you all enjoy.
Let's get right into this one.
Right into it. So we had the inauguration was recently. And I got to work at one of the inaugural balls.
That's awesome.
The Creative Coalition was having their...
Was it not an official ball, right?
It was just one of
B-Rock didn't show up.
No, he didn't.
At your thing.
I don't think he did.
And Michelle. I left it like haircut.
Yeah. It looked good.
I don't know how I feel about bangs.
I don't know how I feel about people making such a big deal out of haircuts.
About people, about this kind of thing?
Yeah.
God, that's so true. God, that's so... Because now I'm in it. Oh, because I just got so mad about it. Like they devoted probably as much time on Michelle Obama's hair in the news as they did to, like, what's in Syria, because that's so passe. That's so 2011 Syria. But that haircut was fresh and new. Seriously. And flirty.
Oh, speaking of which, I had this dream that I went to Syria.
Go on.
I didn't go to Syria. I went to Syriana.
Wait, the movie?
I went to the movie.
With George Clooney?
Yes. And George Clooney was there.
Gosh, that movie. That's a tough watch.
Yeah.
Like, that's hard. I've never
seen it.
Oh, you gotta pay attention. It's, I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah. CIA and oil companies and...
Brad Pitt was in it, too. Yeah, but he was a dick. He's just a jerk in my dream.
Oh, in your dream?
Yeah.
Oh, no shit, really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But I was like, what the hell? Why am I... But the thing is, I was going back and forth to Syria.
Yeah.
Through someone's attic.
Go on.
But they had a lot of blankets, and I forgot.
Oh, so that's what took you out of it.
Yeah.
It's the winter. Clearly, they should have taken him down.
Seriously, yeah, come on. There.
Do you remember in high school when I had that dream about all the people in the like play we did got shipped to Iraq, and I was the last one to go? And I remember everyone gets like kind of murdered up, and you guys don't even bother looking for me. And the school librarian's in my dream because she gave me a ride back to base. So like I'm being like hunted by insurgents, and I like hop onto I think she was driving like a Deer Park water truck.
Yeah.
And like she's like, hey, I can take you back to base. I'm like, thank you, librarian lady. And I hop in, we drive back to base, and you guys have stolen all of my clothes. And like, because you were like, we thought you were dead. Exactly. And the other thing is, I remember that the room we were all hanging out had blue shag carpeting that went up to everyone's knees. And someone's like, can we get a lawnmower in here? Because this is ridiculous. Shag carpeting is. Too difficult.
Too it's too high.
Yeah. I think it was like growing. I thought of it was like grass. It was
That's weird. Dreams are very, very bizarre. And recently I've tried to actively forget my dreams because it's happened. It started in Dublin. I don't know if I told you about this. But we had to I was taking a playwriting class and we had to keep a dream journal. We had to keep a dream journal and a regular journal.
Okay.
And I would start taking these notes on my dreams. Like, I would wake up and have the thing right next to my bed, so I start writing as soon as I got up.
Do you dream a lot? Are you one of those guys?
Yeah.
I feel I never
do. Everyone does.
Everyone does, but you don't remember.
Yeah.
I feel like I dream... When I dream, I always forget, but I wake up, and then, you know, you immediately kind of forget it. But I know for the rest of the day, I'm like, oh, I know I had a dream last night because I forgot it. But they're actually few and far between. I dream probably, like, once every 2 weeks, I feel.
I doubt it.
It's probably more, and I just don't, it really, yeah. Yeah.
It's as soon as you wake up, it just gone.
It's gone.
Because it's, wow. They don't, there's no, yeah. Doesn't seem, well, I don't know the science behind it, but it's, there's no biological reason why we would need to remember them.
Do you think someone's had a dream about the movie Inception?
Probably.
Wow. How deep does that go?
Dreaming about a movie about dreaming?
About dreaming.
About dreaming. Whoa.
Okay, so your journal.
So this journal. The entries started getting longer and longer and more like detailed.
Uh-huh.
And it was crazy because it didn't get like weirder or more abstract. I just like when I retell my dream, when I used to retell my dreams.
Yeah.
like only the crazy parts would stand out.
Yeah.
But it got to the point where like mundane things would start creeping in, the entries, and like creeping into my dreams. And it got to the point where it was like going to class and having a conversation with one of the professors. And so it would be like everyday things that
it's
you would...
It's really rooted in
reality. And stuff that I would do.
Okay.
And so I started asking people about conversations I had. And they're like, that never happened. I was like, are you serious? Like, yeah. No, we didn't go to this place or we didn't talk about that. I was like, oh, crap. My dreams are actually becoming memories. And it freaked me out. Because I went to my teacher and I was like, hey, I can't do the dream journal anymore because I'm blurring, I can't find the distinction between my dreams and a memory anymore. It was terrifying. It was scary. It was weird.
But yeah, they were all like logic. It wasn't like, hey, remember that time we're all hanging out with that talking clown and that purple tiger and we're all like, you know, drinking down, you know, by the magical floating river of rainbows?
Yeah. Wait, we didn't do that?
No, Kevin. We were in the tangerine forest.
Oh, that's right. The tangerine forest and the tiger was green.
Was green, not purple.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry.
Your shit straight, Kevin.
Sorry.
You ever have a dream, I guess more like a sex dream with someone involved in some kind of, like, sexual way with someone that, like, a real person? Because I remember in middle school, there was this girl who was a bitch. I hated her so much at class. She was just this dumb, but talked a lot. And just, I found it really annoying. And one time I had a dream that, like, I was, like, making out with her. And, like, we hooked up. And then the next day, I was like, we walk by each other. She, you know, she looks at you. And that's fine. And I'm just like, how could you pretend like nothing happened?
You wake up
and like, I'm shaking her. Like,
oh, yeah. No. Have a dream about someone. It doesn't, not even sexual. Like, but, like, if you have a dream about someone, and then.
What is reality?
Yeah. Like, and you just encounter them the next day. It's like, holy crap! Like, wow. That dream slipping into that into a memory bank, and then going into your emotion part of your brain, the hippocampus.
What's the point?
Amygdala dreams. I don't know. Really? There are a lot of theories out there.
What are some of them?
I mean, there's the idea that it's kind of like housekeeping for your brain.
Uh-huh.
And just replays the stuff that happened during the day.
Yeah,
I think that's like one of the most common theories of it. And like you just, it's not predictive. It doesn't say anything about your future or who you are. It's just your memories getting played back.
Oh yeah, I heard this could be totally wrong, but I heard that like because you can do crazy things in your dream. But your personality never really like you can do things that you would never do in your real life, but your reaction to the things that are happening in your dream tend to be yourself.
Yeah,
because you can't not be you.
Yeah, that makes sense.
In the same way, I mean, like the whole "can you die in a dream" kind of thing. And
I died in a dream once.
I got vaporized in a dream once, and I became consciousness. Like, my body died and everything, but I was just floated around in a white space. It was pretty nuts.
Huh. I got shot in the neck.
How'd that go?
Actually, no, I didn't get shot. I was grazed, and then I passed out, and then I woke up.
Yeah. You ever wake up in a sweat?
Oh my God.
What?
I had this one dream. It still bothers me to this day.
Yeah.
I had a dream that I was getting an IV in, and I'm not good with IVs to begin with.
Yeah.
And, like, hospitals and that whole thing. And I had this dream that I was getting an IV put into my arm, and then the doctor, like, ripped open my vein with the IV, and then kept on going back and forth with the needle, and I was like, and, like, I remember waking myself up from this dream and being so uncomfortable, and as I woke up, started feeling lightheaded, and I passed out. Like, I fainted from my dream.
Man, that's amazing.
I was like, and the thing was like, I woke from my bed. I sat up, sat on the edge of my bed, and then fell onto my floor. And I was like, and I woke up like 30 seconds later, I was like, oh, Jesus. But anyway, I was at this inaugural ball.
Oh my gosh! Wow, that was a tangent we were just doing. Oh.
That was 10 minutes. That was 12 minutes ago.
Oh my gosh! I am so sorry.
No,
please bring me back.
And so at this ball, at the ball, the Goo Goo Dolls were playing, and they had a bunch of celebrities come up, like Omar Epps was there. Omar Epps from House.
I don't watch. He's the guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's really tight with his mama, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
Richard Schiff was there. From the West Wing, Toby.
Toby from the West. See, this is how you gotta get me. He's Toby, and he's in Pentagon Wars, and isn't he in?
He's in Jurassic Park: The Lost World.
He's in the upcoming Superman. Yes,
there. He was in an episode of Saved by the Bell.
No,
he was in Speed. He was the train operator at the end who gets shot.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
He has a face like that.
Yeah. But the crazy thing is, he is, if you've ever seen The West Wing, Richard Schiff, like his mannerisms, yes, and for like the 30 seconds I saw him speak on stage, he was Toby Ziegler.
Toby Ziegler.
Like, that's how he acts, and, like, he does a whole, like, eye-scratching thing.
So he's not really acting on the show, he's just reading the words as himself?
Yeah, basically. But all these actors got up, and they read quotes by people who you wouldn't normally think would be arts advocates.
Okay.
Like, Richard Schiff read a quote from
Saddam Hussein.
From his
novel.
One of his rock novels, entitled Aladdin. No, it was Donald Trump, who was, it was a quote from Donald Trump in stressing the importance of arts education.
Was it like in plated gold?
It was. The paper, actually, when it was printed out, came out in
Donald Trump's name in gold.
Yeah, embossed.
Wow, that's actually really interesting.
Yeah, it was really cool. And so the Goo Goo Dolls played, but the thing was, there was an open bar in the lobby. Mm-hmm. And people could come and go as they pleased. There wasn't like assigned seating. So,
oh, okay. Yeah.
one thing that one of my coworkers who was working the event with me pointed out said that, you know, there's a lot of Goo Goo Dolls songs that you know, and they're really good. But there are a lot of Goo Goo Dolls songs that you don't know. And in a 75-minute set.
75 minutes?
You know, you're probably gonna know like four songs.
Oh man.
And the rest of them, you don't.
Do they all sound alike?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I will say that there was about, at the beginning of the concert, there were probably about 250 to 300 people in the auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
By the time it ended, there were probably 100 to 150.
Really?
So a lot of people left.
To the bar.
Yeah, to go to the bar. And the DJ out on the outside. But I will say, though, that even though it was not exactly the most captive audience, they put on a show. I was an usher. I was, like, standing, staying off to the side, kind of making sure people weren't, you know, jumping on stage or whatever. But even as people were leaving and people were enjoying their drink, as it were, in the front row.
Imbibing their...
they weren't drinking in the theater, but they came in and... And they rolled with everything. Like it was clear that they've been doing this for a long time. And like they're professional performers. I was like, wow, that's actually like, if I was slap a guitar on me and put me in front of that many people, and people started leaving, I would get really shaken up about that. I was like, all right, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah, they'd look at each other like, we're the goddamn Goo Goo Dolls.
We're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're gonna rock this. I don't care what the hell they're doing. But one of the people that I saw there was Orlando Jones of Evolution.
Evolution?
And was he in Evolution?
I don't know.
I think he's in Evolution. I could be wrong. But he's in The Replacements. And he's a well-known actor.
Yes.
He was coming into the theater.
Yeah.
And... He had, you know, a there's food out and they're in the open bar. So he was about to walk in with a plate of food and his drink.
Yeah.
And one of the ushers was like, sorry, you can't bring that in. He's like, I'm sorry. You know, you're right. My bad. Like, he's like, oh no, it's okay. Like, it just, we can't bring, you know, food. He's like, oh no, I totally understand. I get it. And so he like finished drinking. He's like, I'm so sorry. I tried to do that. Like, I'm my bad. I should have known. And it's like, wow, that's,
you are a real human being.
Yeah. And then, during the show, after a while, I walked out of the theater.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
Because again, it was a 75-minute set. Yeah,
and there's a lot of
goo-goo.
Yeah, there's a lot of goo-goo. And I saw him talking to the DJ, the two DJs, and he was talking to them. And this one of them was very attractive, young lady. It looked like he was kind of like flirting with her a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And so...
See our other podcast.
Yes. Last week's. He was exhibiting all the classic signs of flirting. Even though his back was to me and I couldn't hear what he was saying. Well, because it doesn't matter what he was saying. It's how he was saying it and body position. Anyway, so I saw him walk over to the bar and he got two drinks and as I was just standing by the door and as he passed by both times, he kind of gave me a little nod and I was like, hello, sir. How are you? And so I thought he was bringing one of the drinks over for this nice young lady, but he went over and handed both of them to both the bartender, to both the DJs. And he's like, yeah. It looked like he was. It looked like he was saying like, oh, thanks for doing this. Sorry that you're stuck behind here all the time. You know, here's some bourbon.
What if that was like a knockout gas in the drinks?
He probably roofied them, to be honest. But no, it's interesting to see
them be real people.
Yeah, they're real people. In my dream, I know Brad Pitt's is not a dick, but it's kind of like. It's weird to think of celebrities being.
I wonder how that affects, like, too, because I bet he could walk down the street and not be recognized that much, as opposed to like.
Oh yeah.
Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
Can't walk down, or Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum.
Tatum. How is that? There is somewhere they're gonna make a porn version of G.I. Joe starring Channing Tatum. How is that? Let's get on that now before someone else
does. Is a copy, patent pending.
Yes.
Copywritten. No one else can steal this idea. No, but like I feel like now there's especially with the rise of certain comedians, there's a kind of a humanizing factor to,
like, Louis.
Yeah, like Louis. Yeah.
Louis C.K.
He's bringing this. The idea of this high and mighty celebrities, he's bringing them down to a human level. Like he would no longer think of, the pop culture icons as the high priests and priestesses of our times. Sure. Like they're regular people that are and it's interesting that one of the podcasts I listened to is WTF with Marc Maron. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. I would highly recommend that. If you're not already subscribed to it, go do that right as soon as you listen to this one. But he was talking to Dave Grohl about the idea of celebrity and what that entails.
Sure.
And he's like, apparently, he's like, people ask him all the time, like, do you ever get tired of people recognizing you on the street? And like, oh man, I love your work. And great job, it's awesome. Like, I rocked out to you all the time when I was a kid and growing up with you. And people always ask me, does that get old? And it's like, apparently, no.
Yeah.
It's flattering.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, it's like, of course it's not going to get old to someone. Like, if people constantly came up to you and it's like, hey.
But I mean, like,
I love your work. You do a great job at what you do.
I wonder, like, but there's, I feel like there's got to be the bad side of the people who don't like you, or if you are,
Well, of course, there's always gonna be critics.
Yeah, I wonder, like, what ratio would you be willing to accept? What ratio would you like? I mean, it's got to be nice to have people coming up. I remember I did that play when I was living in Hong Kong. I did Othello, and I remember at the end of it, when I would leave, one of the first days we were done, like, because Again, I'm not, like, I did that for fun as, like, an after-school kind of thing. Yeah. So I'm studying over there. Well, the rest of the people, most of the people were, they're actually, like, legit actors, but, you know, we weren't getting paid or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end, like, I'm leaving because I got to go back and, like, study for class and stuff like that. And there's this, like, little group of Asian girls that were, like, waiting outside to get their picture with me. And I was, they were like, you're so good. I like you. Oh, my God. Which was honestly, like, one of the greatest things in my life. Like, yeah. Oh, and it felt great. But then, and, like, I'm like, I feel like I would never get tired of this. But I wonder if someone, like, especially if you hit a certain level of, like, real celebrity, like, you're, like Kim Kardashian, like, you're, or, and,
like, Justin Bieber. Or
something. Exactly, like, and.
Do you hear what happened about some paparazzo who was following?
Oh, my God! The guy that, like, that paid a. Are we talking about the same? We're talking about the balls thing, right?
No.
Okay, well, no. Then I have one story that can one-up yours.
Paparazzo died.
Oh, got hit by a car.
Yeah, hit by a car trying to take a picture of just... I feel like at that point, you got to realize that... I mean, he's... I don't know what Justin Bieber's personality is like.
I mean, he's Canadian, so I assume he's nice.
Oh, he's got to be, yeah. But, like, you know, with great power comes great responsibility kind of thing. Like, you got to know that...
Justin Bieber.
Yes. No, you got to know that, like... You have a lot of influence over what people think about you and how they perceive, you know, celebrities. And but you have you're itching to get this.
I remember I heard about that. But okay.
But I don't care.
No, because I heard about the thing. Yeah, the guy getting hit by the car.
Which is very sad. Very sad thing to happen.
Okay. You haven't heard about the Justin Bieber murder plot?
No.
Okay, this is gonna blow your mind. So, there's a guy here. Let me. I gotta just like brush up on this quickly. So there's a guy in prison. I think he's in Arizona. No, New Mexico. In New Mexico, he's a convicted murderer. Currently serving two life sentences for raping and killing a 15-year-old girl in Vermont in 2000. And he recruited fellow inmates from a prison. To go the plan was to send these two guys to, I think, New York to kidnap Justin Bieber and his bodyguards, strangle them with paisley ties. Like, explicitly, it had to be, like, it's a thing. It's like explicit. Yeah. Paisley ties.
Paisley ties.
They're
more effective than bold stripes.
I think they, I mean, we're trying to be classy here.
Yeah.
And I think it's because that's how he, like, killed the girls before or something like that. And then these guys were supposed to castrate the dead Justin Bieber.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and they were going to pay him by the testicle. Well, he's two. But,
I guess two, yeah.
Unless Justin has something, we don't know. But, yeah. Uh-huh. Right? Okay. That was so... And I know the guy has a tat... He has a prison tat of Justin Bieber on his calf. First off, think of a guy who's got a prison tat of Justin, or like a tattoo of Justin Bieber, and think of the quality of a prison tat.
They're not exactly high tech operation.
How do you treat that?
It's pens with smuggled needles.
Oh my God! So yeah, I feel like this is one of the most successful one ups I feel like I've ever. Paisley ties.
Paisley. Huh. Do you own a paisley tie?
Nah. That's the weird pattern-y thing. Yeah, no, I got mostly stripes. Yeah, right near my closet now. We're looking in it.
Yeah. A lot of plaid. A lot of stripes.
A lot of plaid. I think I got a
lot of boring crap in there.
Yeah, I mean, I work for the government. Jesus. We're the government.
You
so
can't.
It's all,
you can't wear anything exciting.
I can't
exciting.
Wear sprite and happy.
You can't wear like a Cat in the Hat tie.
I'm surprised they don't give us matching uniforms. And it's like Equilibrium.
That is such a cool
Remember
movie.
Remember that? Okay, good. I'm glad someone else has seen that movie.
I love Equilibrium.
Who's the guy, the black guy in that?
Taye Diggs.
It's Taye Diggs? Okay, good. Because I said it was
Taye Diggs. Oh, good.
No, I told someone else I want to make sure I wasn't wrong, and then they just accused me of being all black people look alike.
And it also has, what's his name?
The bad guy from Mission Impossible 2.
Yes.
Is it really?
Yeah.
And
no. It's
in the beginning of it. Here's that quote.
Wait, from Mission Impossible
Tread 2? Lightly, if you tread on my dreams, something like that.
That's, definitely, wait.
Yeah.
It's Oscar Wilde.
Yeah, is it? I'm pretty sure that's quoted in that.
Really?
Yeah.
No, it's not Oscar Wilde.
Oscar Wilde would have something a little bit more, pithy and sarcastic, I imagine.
Who said that? I remember it was in a, it's gonna kill me. So feel free to berate me for not knowing who said this.
But not
by emailing us at Misadventureland Podcast. No, it's a Ken Robinson quoted it at the end of one of his TED Talks.
Maybe he was quoting Equilibrium.
Maybe he was just quoting Equilibrium. It's very true. It's possible. Sir Kenneth Robinson was quoting Equilibrium.
Starring Christian Bale. Starring Batman.
Starring Batman.
Do you ever notice how many the cast of Batman is basically the cast of Inception minus DiCaprio?
Yeah. A lot more. Playing these same characters, too.
Wow. Same music. Are we good?
Blah. Yeah. that's enough of that.
This one really, like, patterned
this is,
out.
Yeah, this one's all over the all place. Thanks for hanging in with us.
Thank you. If you listened to this whole thing, thank you.
Gold star.
And I'm sorry.
Don't apologize. Don't ever apologize.
Sorry, I won't. I mean, my head hurts.
So,
Email us with complaints.
Email us with complaints or praises at misadventurelandpodcast@gmail.com. Yeah, we'll see you all on the flippity
flop. So lame.
I hate it.
Bye, everybody.